Does anybody else need any more, or are we good to go? Good to go, good to go, good to go.
Let's do it.
Hi, this is Joe Field, the founder of Free Comic Book Day and Flying Colors Comics in Concord, California, and you are listening to the Comic Pop Library.
Episode of Comic Pop Rocking in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Michelle,
Jonathan,
Jacob,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the EPLA 14 by Don Melicon. And LA 14 is in reference to Louisiana State Highway 14. So just to clarify that, so we don't get it confused with LA out in California. But this is coming to us from the Carroll and Young Group through Samuel Morrison, one of their representatives. So we appreciate Samuel for doing this. And thank you to Rod for letting us listen to his EP. And this is actually an EP which will later become a full album. So this is actually a precursor to the album. And these five songs will also be on that album. And basically,
no clue if the album will be out or not by the time we get this reviewed and out there, but
we'll get it there. Let's see. What Rod is wanting to do with this music is he's a singer-songwriter and wants to introduce the listeners to the stories of southern Louisiana and the small towns and the characters from those small towns. And that's why we have a little bit of darkness to it. Is because of a lot of this stuff, he kind of says it's kind of like a, what do we say here? This is kind of interesting how they put this. The song cycled into a swamp-tinged country blend that moves out to the parameters of psychedelic rock and deep southern blues. And it definitely pushes, and then it also says, pushes the boundaries of alt country and blues rock. That's the first time I've heard of alt country. So you have, always have alt rock, but this is the first for alt country. I haven't heard this. But Melicon has been spotlighted in CMT's Edges, Five Rising Acts to Watch. So that was kind of nice for him to be on that show and be recognized for his work on that. He does have two previous albums. One, My Family Name, is no longer available unless you can find it from a secondary market. But there is another album called Parish Lines, which is available through Amazon as well, if you want to go and do that, as well as digital download of your choice. And the same way with the EP, you can get that through Amazon as a physical CD or digital download as well. This EP is $19, so you're paying for the EP.
Yeah, you are.
He's got some decent songs on here. He has a big mix for just having five songs.
Yeah.
What we came in on was Perry. Yes.
Before you get too far, did you get in there that he grew up next to a prison?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, right next door. Knock, knock, knock.
I don't know. Next door.
Oh, she's looking at his biography on Google.
Well, that explains because if he was in a town or a community that had a prison, that
I'm just looking at her
Johnny
computer.
Cash
I'm
flavor.
Like, okay, she's on Google. This guy's biography pulled up. So
that's all right.
That's how she knew that.
Google's our friend.
Yeah, so,
but we came in on Perry, and that is the first song of the EP. And this one definitely has that more of a rock feel to it, a strong bass beat. And I went straight to the Boss or John Cougar Mellencamp or John Mellencamp nowadays. Not John Cougar. So he doesn't do the Cougar anymore. It's John Mellencamp. But that's what this reminded me of.
I don't even know who that is.
Now that,
okay, you just got glared at by two people, Jack and Diane.
But see, this is the fun part with Jonathan. He doesn't realize he knows these sometimes or he doesn't. So you get to relive everything through Jonathan.
We just need to educate you. I'm looking it up. I'm putting it on the queue.
But then the song itself isn't reminiscent of this song, of the style, but it is reminiscent because of the wordplay. And this is one of Jim Croce's songs. Because he has a song called Bad Bad Leroy Brown, which kind of almost sounds familiar to Nobody Messes with Perry. It's kind of a similar song. It's like Perry's the person you don't mess around with or you're going to end up getting killed, basically, is what the song's about.
He doesn't mind if he's going to die, but he does eventually get arrested in last or second to last verse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's one of those where it's... I almost even said Kid Rock in his country flair days, because Kid Rock kind of kept some of the rock with his country mix that he did for a little bit. He kind of experimented with country for a little bit there at one point. So this kind of is the same style of that, but definitely I felt the heavy vibe of the Boss for sure. Very reminiscent of that. So,
the coming of age songs.
Don't know it.
Jack and Diane is what they were listening to that nobody else got to listen to.
Yeah. I was just going to say, wait till after that.
Just, right. she was trying to point out a point, and I don't know who that person is.
We need to introduce you to that.
That's
song.
All right.
Just wait till after the episode.
Okay.
Now then, Dwayne and Me is the second song on the EP, and this slows down very much. So it has a very old country folk type feel to it. It very heavy. Two guys
fast on these.
What?
Yeah, two guys basically like we were talking beforehand. The good old boys just going out fishing. They're two friends. One who loses his father, so that he moves in with.
They're cousins or something?
Basically cousins. Then they move in. But the one cousin is the bad seed, basically. Yeah. And he always walks that fine line where he's in trouble and he's bailing himself out and the family's always there. And when it comes to the end of the song, there's a verse that says, in 1967, his number's drawn. And he takes him down to the bus and he's never seen again. And when I first heard this, I was like, okay, he died. He just died. But then I started thinking again.
Numbers like, drawn?
Well, yes, he died, but it was
military?
Draft Vietnam. Yeah.
Numbers drawn, said. Draft.
Yep. We were hot and heavy in Vietnam, and number was drawn. It was his draft number, so he had to go to Vietnam, and he never came back. So that one was kind of like, oh, that just put a whole new spin on this whole song. That it would be kind of neat to have that spin at the beginning, but for some people that aren't big into history, even might not get it at the end of the song, because Vietnam's never mentioned.
To be fair, I thought of it pretty much as soon as you said his number was drawn.
Well, that's good. That means you're aware.
I remember the fact that a draft was going on around a few decades ago. So I got that reference.
Yeah, but your number's up means you're dead.
4 decades ago.
Just a few.
Wait, no, 5. I can't do math. This is 2016.
You're more about history, aren't you?
I don't do math.
Numbers? No.
No one needs math.
That's one of the things I liked about this song is that hidden little nugget at the end. So that kind of hit me for some reason. Well, that's all right. the next song coming in right off that gives you a complete shift again. And we go into almost a honky-tonk feel with A Man Like Me Shouldn't Own a Gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more lighthearted.
Yeah. Oops. About someone who shot some kids who were being too rowdy outside the Nansal might have shot his girlfriend's ex after looking up his address. Though I'm not sure if that was him. I'm honestly not sure if that was him looking up the ex's address or the ex just stalking his house, so he looked up the address and
I just remember a man with a white coat and
He's going to get his pills. You shouldn't have a gun.
Yeah. No.
Nope, should not give him a gun.
But even we're not through all this, but you see a theme in the way Logan's described some of these and other people is they're very story-driven.
Yeah.
They're not really song where there's a real good hook. It's a story.
And that's pretty good, honestly.
I like them all.
Yeah, they were good. But one of the other aspects of this song, A Man Like You Should Have Known Again, was it comes in with a fiddle bridge. And that really took me back to CDB, or if everybody that doesn't know that, it's Charlie Daniels' band. And that kind of really brought that flavor into it with a fiddle. Because he always had a strong, prominent fiddle within him, because that was his main instrument that he played. And I could really see this being played at a rodeo dance easily. easily. we're going to skip over one song and go to the fifth one right now, and then we'll come back to the fourth one, because we're going to go out on the fourth song.
You can't do these out of order.
But the fifth one is By Her Side. This one's a little bit lighthearted again. It's not. It's a love story, basically.
It's a waltz tempo. That's how waltz? You know it's a love story.
Oh, really?
That's how you know? Plus the lyrics kind of give you the clue to
it. Yeah. You can alter the tempos however you wish.
And this kind of felt like a 1970s song. Maybe early 70s. 60s. Late 60s, maybe. Okay.
Johnny Cash, Glenn Campbell.
I can see Glenn Campbell. Probably, I see Johnny Cash more on the first one.
Yeah.
For sure, definitely. That's the one I didn't mention on the first one for Perry. But this one is basically a mother and her son living next door to basically a dust cropper.
A crop duster?
Crop duster. I can't talk today. That's all right. But it's one of those where I don't know if this son was the pilot's son as well, or it just happened to be this lady's son, but they started a relationship, and every night he was with his love until she passed away, and then that's pretty much the end of the song.
Who was with whom?
The pilot was with the mother.
Okay. I didn't know if you were talking about the pilot or the son or what.
Well, the son was in the house too, probably in his room, hopefully not hearing the knocking on the wall. But probably. Get a different spin for that song for everybody out there.
Instead of the porn minister, it's the porn.
There is no porn crop back duster. Then.
Yeah.
There was no TV in a crop duster.
No, you're going to have to listen to previous episodes to know what I'm talking about.
No porn back then. Porn's been around since the dawn of time, almost.
Okay.
I got to look that time,
Richard
Jonathan.
Richard knows what I'm talking about, though. When he was
you
here,
know
he
about porn?
About. Whoa. Yeah. Okay, almost every any male person does at some point. Most females do too.
Okay, yeah.
Still is over here.
You might not watch it, but you know about it.
Yeah. I'm enjoying Michelle's face right now.
I get the final edit though.
Yeah,
which is good because it's all getting cut.
You know how much never gets cut.
This is staying in.
But
here.
This one actually, we've dived off here, but it's actually a nice song. It's about a romantic relationship. They never married each other. It was just a relationship through their life. And like I said, it never really makes clear if the son was the pilot's son or it just happened to be the son of the lady that he was with.
Whose but perspective is it told from?
The son.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to have a narrator.
The son who's talking to the pilot sometimes.
Well, to us. He's talking to us. Not so giving us the story. And the last one, which is actually the fourth one, because we're going to be going out on this, Lights of Care and Crow. This one,
ghost story.
Logan. Yeah. This one has
spoken
one.
Story.
It's a spoken story, and it reminded me of back when Red Sylvine was doing stuff in the CB era with the trucker songs.
But this is a lot darker.
Phantom 309 was a kind of, you know.
The music in this one.
Well, yeah, the music is definitely darker, but it's kind of reminiscent of how they would talk and use like the CB to go through. This spoken voice is sounds like it's going through the same type of system, making it really tinny, I guess you would say. But that's what harkened back for me was listening to the trucker songs and like Convoy. When you heard those coming through the speakers, you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. But yeah, this is definitely a heavy song. This is actually autobiographical, it says, about him and his family.
So this one's one of his songs in particular, not it's about just his brother. Songs from the town he grew up
in. Right, this is actually one about his brother. And that has a heavy fiddle in it. It's very, very ominous sounding, especially in the bridges between the verses. Yeah. It really goes into a dark, ominous feel like Michelle was talking about. And it's like in one of the verses, well, his brother is killed in a biking accident, and it's involved with a semi.
Yeah.
And he basically gets wrapped around the wheel. And yeah.
Semi wheel or the motorcycle wheel?
Semi wheel. And it follows through where the father wants to go after this driver, but eventually says no, he doesn't. But the driver meets his fate eventually. Yeah. I think it's like 3 or 4 years later.
Yeah, I don't think it actually names a number, but it's either. A few years later.
And it's like part of the verse is like, you know, his father pulls up and sees the dead man in the truck and recognizes the face. And
the eyes were ones that saw the fate of his soul before
he died. Right, and then at the very last verse, he sees his brother in a dream and is basically, he's driving off from Karen Crow, so you kind of get the feeling that his brother's made his journey to heaven after this point.
Yeah.
So that's how I kind of took it, and I think that's where you kind of got your ghost story type effect into it. So it's definitely a darker mood. I'm trying to think of a song that would be kind of similar in tone.
Teen Angel.
Maybe a little bit. Because he passed. Teen Angel. A little bit of that.
About a girlfriend who gets high school, dies Sweetheart. In a car accident.
Nope. I think it's a 60s song, 50s song.
Yeah. Definitely not now.
it's lighter music, but it's
the same story type aspect. Yeah.
All of these songs.
Possibly that one mixed with Black Cadillacs. Two Black Cadillacs.
Oh, that one.
I don't know that one.
The wife and the mistress learn about each other, and they team up to basically kill the husband.
Oh, okay. Don't know that one off the top of my head.
I remember. So anyway, these songs, they are all storytelling, and that's what he is all about. Telling the stories from the bayou and you know, the crop dust
and the museum and all those things. Bayou has some dark elements. Oh, Legend of Woolly Swamp. There's you a dark one. Call back to Charlie's Daniels band again.
Are you writing the list, Jonathan, so we can listen to all these? These are all really good songs, like Jackie Diane, Teen Angel, Legend of
Woolly Swamp.
No.
But these are ones where it has it's a really broad mixture. Yeah. When I first came into this, I felt, oh, this is going to be a rock one, but then it shifts, and then it shifts again, and shifts again. And it's not basically shifting in a bad way for me. The unifying thing is the
story mode, and I like most story songs that I've come across, so that's good.
Logan definitely liked this, that's sure.
Full voice, really good creations.
And this would be one you'd have to enjoy this type of music to really like it. If you're not a big fan of story songs, it might not be your cup of tea, especially the Lights of Karen Crow. I mean, being so dark and heavy.
Teenage boys. Angst-ridden teenage boys.
I didn't really feel this one. I didn't really feel that one.
Especially that first one. You come at me, I got my back. Perry's got my back. Yeah, that's teenage boys.
I see that like in 20s, 20-somethings is where I see it. Because that's how I saw them, like in the low 20s. But teenage boys, I don't know. I haven't been in school for a while.
I know about the fishing thing with me and whoever's fishing.
I think it actually goes. Motorcycle
wreck, yep, that would be teenage boys.
Well, true, I think it's to a degree. Generally multiple years take place through the songs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have a few bits where it's teenage boys, but generally it doesn't end in the bits where they're teenage boys.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan, you haven't said much. How did this hit? Is it all right?
It's all right.
I know it's not quite your cup of tea. I thought it might hit Jacob, but I don't think it hit quite in Jacob's
arena. I actually like this genre of music a little bit more than the other one because country is kind of more of my tea. The thing that I wasn't too crazy about was the... I mean, he sang okay, but I wasn't too crazy about the voice.
I like the voice.
Okay.
But I like the music. I like the rhythm and the beat, and it was something that I could tap my toes to. But
okay,
it had our heads going, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But that was about one it. Of them. And that was. I mean, I generally, I know, I mean, like it's just my opinion. I didn't enjoy the voice too much.
Okay, and that's fine.
That's a Bruce Springsteen voice.
What about you,
Jacob?
Like I said, I thought going into it, I was like, oh, rock feel, but then it shifted more than what I thought, so I know.
No, it was nice. It's to go from, what is it, Perry?
Yeah.
To the second song, that was a hard shift, and I was just like, oh, all right.
They were.
But it's not a bad shift. It's just, you know, it takes you by surprise the first time you hear it. And so, and you know, it's more of a, it keeps me engaged with the music as opposed to, you know, just throw it on so that I can read a book, you know, write something down, you know, just work in the background. And then all of a sudden there's a hard change and you're just like, oh, okay. And it doesn't just become noise in the background.
Okay. And this is one, I think if you don't listen to the lyrics, you'll lose some of it.
Yeah.
Because since it is such a story-driven EP, not album, but a story-driven EP, you're going to get a more fuller experience if you listen to the lyrics. Again, a lot of people out there like the pop, like the more catchy rhythm stuff. And I do too. I like that too. But this one I enjoy just as well. I'm kind of all over the place with my music. And this one would be my mood. I'd have to be in the right mood for this one. I guess that's where I'm kind of going for. I couldn't just slap this in and say, yeah, okay, let's
depressed?
Go. No, not necessarily depressed. I won't say that, but it's not one I want to throw in a car and let's go driving and listen to this.
How would you compare this to Planet P, Logan?
Wow, that's a hard shift.
Planet P is...
in general, more depressed, but more cool-ish sounding.
Right, there's also a lack of brain bugs in this one. Or are we not Starship Troopering this?
Yes, John.
Dumb question.
Yes. Ready with the dumb answer.
What's Planet P?
It's my all-time favorite depressing music.
Planet P is a planet in Starship Troopers where Johnny Rico and the Roughnecks get ambushed because there's a brain bug which it was able to pierce into a person's skull and suck out their brains and learn from them. And the last quarter of the movie is all about them trying to catch this brain bug on Planet P.
Not at all. Planet P, I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Go watch the movie. Yeah. Go watch. I'm right, aren't I?
Roughnecks?
What kind of music
series,
is Planet
though?
P? No. It's psychedelic music.
Because we've got
drugged out psychedelic music.
Roughnecks VHSs at home.
And there's like three different conversations.
I know. I started. Planet P is psychedelic, drugged out music. You're all depressed. The guy volunteers to go to space to impress his girl, and he's up in the spaceship. He says, "Why me?" You know,
it sounds like
reality.
Something I want to be interested in.
It's just, but it's kind of depressing.
That's a hard shift.
I liked his expression better.
Thank you.
Oh, you like my music better.
Both of them are good.
And Planet P is a hard shift from Rod Melancon. It's nothing like Rod Melancon.
Yeah, true.
Music style.
Yeah, but I'm here, so who knows?
So that was a hard shift there. We're going to do a hard shift here into some thank yous from some of our people that have been getting back in touch with us. We've had Jody Quinn. We spotlighted her single Stand Up. She just wanted to say thank you for your words about her single. So definitely appreciate you sending it our way. And then also we have a gentleman. He goes by the stage name of Conversing with Oceans. And their latest single is Deeper. So he wanted to say thanks again for doing this for us, Comic Pop. So it's definitely appreciated that you're sending us the stuff to listen to as well. So we love to listen to the different music. With this one here, we've been talking about Rod Melancon's EP, LA 14, which is in reference to Louisiana Highway 14. It is his EP of 5 songs. This was brought to us by Curl and Young Group through the representative Samuel Morris. So we want to, again, thank Samuel for sending it this way. And, again, thank you to Rod for letting us listen to his EP and enjoying his music and visiting about it in the episode today.
It was a really, really good EP. I really liked the music.
So, yeah.
And this is one. It has a physical physical disc, so if you want to pick it up, you can through Amazon. If you just want to do a digital download, it's also available that way as well, so you can pick it up there. We are going to be leaving out, as I said before, with Lights of Karen Crow. We've been having fun discussing Rod's EP. I hope everybody's been having fun listening to us. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Catch you later.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.